This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia today. On the first leg, the Prime Minister will undertake a visit to Ghana. The Prime Minister will hold talks with the President of Ghana, John Dramani Mahama. More details from our correspondent.
PM Modi, upon arrival in Accra, the capital of Ghana this afternoon, is expected to receive a ceremonial welcome and guard of honour. Thereafter, there will be bilateral engagements with President of Republic of Ghana, John Mahama, at the Jubilee House. The Presidential Palace building was constructed with a grant of $30 million from India. Bilateral relations will be reviewed during the delegation-level talks. Discussions are also expected to cover regional and global issues. Key agreements are expected to be signed, followed by a joint press conference. President Mahama will then host a state dinner in honor of PM Modi and his delegation. PM Modi's trip further advances India's outreach to the economic community of West African states and the African Union. Alok Rai, Akashvani News, Accra.
Union Cabinet has approved around 1 lakh crore rupees employment-linked incentive scheme to boost employment generation in the country. Briefing media about the cabinet decisions in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw said that the scheme is aimed to incentivize the creation of over 3.5 crore jobs in the country over a period of 2 years. Out of these, 1.92 crore beneficiaries will be first-timers entering the workforce. The cabinet has also approved the National Sports Policy 2025, aimed at transforming the country's sporting landscape and encouraging greater public participation in sports. Mr. Ashwani Vaishnaw informed that the policy aimed at strengthening sports programs from the grassroots to elite levels with early identification and nurturing of talent.
खेलो भारत नीति के मेजर ऑब्जेक्टिव रहेगा कैसे भारत 2047 तक टॉप 5 स्पोर्टिंग नेशंस में गिनती हो भारत की सेकंड रहेगा पीपल्स मूवमेंट बने फिटनेस के साथ जुड़े हमारे एजुकेशन पॉलिसी के साथ इसका अलाइनमेंट हो इकोनॉमिक डेवलपमेंट के साथ जुड़े स्पोर्ट सोशल डेवलपमेंट समाज के सभी वर्गों को इससे लाभ
एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स मिनिस्टर डॉ एस जयशंकर मेट यूएस सेक्रेटरी ऑफ डिफेंस पीट हेक्सेथ एट द पेंटागन इन यूएस लास्ट नाइट He highlighted the strategic importance of India-US defense ties, describing them as one of the most consequential pillars of the bilateral relationship. The meeting comes in the wake of the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington, marking another key engagement in a series of high-level India-US interactions. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India reserves the right to respond and defend against terrorism and preempt as well as deter any further cross-border attacks. During a telephonic conversation with the US Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, the Defense Minister said India's actions were measured, non-escalatory, proportionate and focused on disabling terrorist infrastructure during Operation Sindoor. The U.S. Senate has passed U.S. President Donald Trump's ambitious budget proposal, dubbed as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, after a tense 50-50 vote. Vice President J.D. Vance cast the decisive tie-breaking vote, securing a major victory for the Trump administration's domestic agenda. In women's T20 cricket, India defeated host England by 24 runs in the second of the five-match series at County Ground, Bristol last night. Put into bat first, the women in blue posted 181 runs for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. For visitors, Amanjot Kaur scored unbeaten 63 runs in 40 balls and was declared player of the match. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert for rain in north and central India, including Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and parts of Gujarat, Rajasthan and Maharashtra. Heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions will also prevail at isolated places in Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.